After the Tone by Nadia Kingsley. Oh, hi, Sean. It's me, Emma. How's it going? I was just ringing, really, to thank you for such a great evening last night. Yes, I had a really good time. Well, I hope you did too. Anyway, it'd be lovely to talk to you sometime. Sorry to have missed you. Okay, bye. Sean, it's me again. Emma, you know, from two nights ago. Remember? I'm not really very good with these machines. I was just ringing to see if you got my last message, actually. You see, I've heard these stories. Tragic, really, when you think about it, of relationships failing before they've even got started. And technology's to blame. I know it probably sounds silly, but, oh, I just thought, what the hell? I might as well try ringing again. I hope you don't mind. Oh, don't go thinking I'm a nutter or anything. Well, it'd be lovely to hear from you. Bye. Oh, hi, Sean. It's Emma again. I just rang a few moments ago, so I do know you're not in. But, you know, it just struck me. Perhaps you don't know my number. I mean, I gave it to you. But, you know, anyone can lose a scrap of paper, can't they? And perhaps you haven't noticed it yet. You see, when you were asleep, I wrote my number on your back. But, you know, I've been sitting here thinking perhaps Sean doesn't look in the mirror that often. And, of course, if that's the case, he won't have seen your back. Well, probably you may have missed the bathroom mirror too, when it steams up. So, now you know where to find my number. It'd be lovely to hear your voice. Oh, well, that's it really. Bye. Sean, Emma. You must be thinking, what the hell, have I entered the Krypton Factor by mistake? I just thought, you know, best to ring back tonight and just give you my number, which is 558347. I'll just repeat that. 558347. And then, you know, I know you've got my number now. I'll stop ringing. And just to say, it'd be great to hear from you. That's it. Okay, bye. What was I thinking, Sean? Have you even heard of the Krypton Factor? I mean, I promise you, I'm really not that old. I was very, very young when I saw it, and I really only probably saw it once or twice. Oh, anyway, I'm babbling. I just thought, oh, I have to ring back, you know, before you got home to explain that last slightly crazy message. So I just wanted to say, instead of the Krypton Factor, please insert the Crystal Maze. Then I think if you rewind that last message, it'll make much more sense. Oh, thanks for putting up with my crazy ways. By the way, it's Emma here. Okay, bye. 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 Hi, Sean. I'll whisper in case you're asleep. It's 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. I thought maybe we could go for a picnic in the park. I was up quite early and, well, I've made some vol-au-vents and I've got a chicken roasting right now for sandwiches. And, well, I can come round to your place about 12. Anyway, I better stop there because I know you need your beauty sleep. But, you know, I will hear from you later. Okay, bye. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. This is your 11 o'clock wake-up call. Actually, it's me, Emma. You may have noticed, Sean, if you've actually bothered to open the curtains this morning and looked out at the world, rather than living in your own cocoon, it's actually raining now. Okay, no, I'm sorry, Sean. Please forgive me. I'm just really disappointed that we can't go for a picnic because of this bloody rain. You know, it was going to be so romantic. I got a new picnic cloth. The other one just seemed, well, too ordinary for the occasion. I've cooked us some lovely treats. I thought we could open the bottle of bubbly I've been saving from my 21st. Of course, I haven't been saying it that long. Because, as you know, as I told you on a date, I'm only 25. Which actually is perfect, Sean, as you're 26. Don't you think? Oh, anyway, picnic's off, obviously. What should we do instead? Give it a think. Ring me back. Okay, so Sean, I'll speak to you later. Bye. Sean, I think you're being really, really rude. I mean, I've gone to quite an effort here. for you. Do you know what? Phone calls aren't cheap. I've got a life too, you know. Ring me. I'm disillusioned, Sean. Disillusioned. I mean, how could I have ever liked you? You know, if I'd known then what I know now, well, let's just say our evening together would have been a whole lot shorter. You are such a selfish... Well, you're just not a nice person, Sean. This may come as a surprise to you, as you hide away in your selfish little world, going, me, 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 all the time, too damn lazy to pick up the phone, too up your own opinions to even stop and think, oh, I wonder how Emma's feeling. Or maybe I'll just give her a ring. She certainly seemed a nice girl. Maybe I should just stop thinking about myself. But oh no, not you. Not sugar for brain Sean. Well, matey, you've blown it. You had this girl showing some interest in you. Not anymore. I've got my self-esteem, you know. Something perhaps you haven't heard of. So, butthead Sean, don't bother to ring. I won't answer. You had your chance. Goodbye.
Emma, darling, it's your mother. We've just got back from a glorious week in the Dordogne. I just thought... Well, it was a bit odd, really. We got home and our answering service was just full of messages. Emma, they were all from you. To someone called Sean? You must have got your speed dialing mixed up again. I mean, really, I should laugh. You sounded quite upset near the end, Emma. If you want to chat, well, your old mum's at the end of the phone. I won't ring you, just in case you want some space. Your dad and I love you very much. How about coming round for a meal sometime?
Sean, it's Emma here, from about 2 weeks ago. I said I might ring. Well, you know how it is. Life's been busy. Work, weekends away, parties... But I really did enjoy a night out. Well, I was just wondering if you fancied meeting up again sometime. Give me a ring, if you're interested. If I'm out, just leave a message.